Next patient is Korean Abajian. Is a consultation request by Dr. Sambona, reason for consultation. Supraventricular tachycardia evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 36-year-old female with a palpitation for many years period. Each episode lasts anywhere between 3 to 10 minutes period. Patient recently had palpitation which lasted more than 30 minutes period. Patient had episodes of dizziness and near syncope period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Patient's Holt amount of study showed supraventricular tachycardia period. Current medication, levothyroxine 150 microgram daily, lisinopril, sertraline period. Allergy, sulfa drugs. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Patient is a speech therapist period. Review system in general. Then recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Patient history of palpitation. Pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, neurological. No history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 124 over 79, pulse is 92, respiration 16. Weight is 350 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm 1/6, systole murmur, head of the stern border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound estimated, no edema. Quick impression number 1, supraventricular tachycardia. Number 2, hypertension. Recommendation, patients use supraventricular tachycardia and discard symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure, risk and benefit, discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, heart block, which may require pacemaker implantation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambona.